Mafia cats. A tense silence hung in the dank prison cell like a thick marsh fog. Scratchy and Don Forgetti locked eyes, their mistrust and animosity temporarily overshadowed by the graver implications of Lieutenant Lafleur's words. Soxia and Sammy catnapped by the same rat who'd set them up to get pinched in this awful domestic prison? The thought of his only nephew in danger made Scratchy's tail lash in agitation. Finally, the grizzled tabby found his rough voice. "Listen up, copper. We don't bust with no code violations, but those two kits are our kin, you dig? We need to work the alleyways to get them back in one piece before any claws get unsheathed." Lafleur narrowed her eye in a withering look. "Is that so, Clawford? Because from where I'm sitting, you two rancid tuna breaths are already hip-crawl deep in crud that could get your pelts dipped for good." She turned her gaze to Forgetti. "What about you, Don Hairbaloney? Finally gonna come clean about your rackets and who muscled who first? Maybe cut yourself a deal while you still got nine lives swinging?" The aging Italian cat bristled, working his jaw as if to spit a furball of curses. Before he could open his mouth, Scratchy cut him off with a warning growl. "Cool that eel-tail temper before it gets us all buried up to our whiskers, Don. Way I sniff it, we got two choices. Play ball with the fuzz for now and work our way back onto the streets to track our kits." He shot a meaningful look at Lafleur. "Or take our chances with whoever baked this whole rotten strudel in the first place, if that's the game they're running." Don Forgetti glowered, seemingly weighing his options. Finally, he dipped his chin in curt agreement. "Name your terms, Lieutenant Scratchy. We'll cooperate on this one. We gotta see about fetching our youngsters back from those low-life kidnappers." Lafleur's whiskers twitched ever so slightly in what might have been a smirk. "Wise call, fur peddlers. Maybe you two ain't as dumb as you let on after all." With a flick of her sleek tail, she turned to address the still hovering guards. "Dropclaw, Swiffer, get these sad sacks booked and processed on the catnip possession charges. Bail should be a few bucks and a tin of good stuff apiece." Swiffer blinked in surprise. "Bail, Lou? They're Class A Catlantis cons. Should be automatic Molly's lair rub." Lafleur silenced him with a piercing glare. "I'm cutting them a break on advisory to get their young bloods back from some wise kiddies. So keep your trap zipped unless you want to go back to alley duty, got it?" Grumbling, the tabbies moved to unclasp the cell lock as Lafleur leaned in close to the Don's, her tone taking on a dangerous purr. "We'll keep each other close on this one, gentletums. But I catch a whisker out of either of you trying to put this slip on me, and it's Molly's lair for the both of you. Make no cat takes about it. Capisci?" Forgetti and Scratchy traded sour looks, but gave terse nods of understanding. As the cell door clanged open, the old rivals turned uneasy allies fell into step behind Lafleur, the elegant Persian setting a brisk pace down the cell block corridor. Up ahead, a familiar slate-gray figure was just emerging from the booking room, looking quietly smug. Tamzo Klaulata Purinkatz ceased grooming his sleek flank as he spotted the odd procession approaching. "Well, well, if it ain't the jailbirds finally getting let out of their cage," he sneered, flexing his deadly hooked claws meaningfully. "Don't tell me you two screwballs are going blue tuna for the rest of this cape and saucers case." "Can it, claw loser?" Lafleur snapped, not even breaking stride. "Put your mouse back in its house. This is private business. No room for wisecracking punch kittens like you." Tomso's tail gave an insulted twitch, but he made no move to block their path, respecting the code of not interfering with a blue fur's work. As the group brushed past him, Scratchy couldn't resist one Zapcat comment under his breath. "You just watch yourself, Clawlotta. Wouldn't want those pretty paws to get a scratch while we're working this." The slate Tom's burning glare followed them all the way down the hall and out of the precinct doors. As they emerged into the pre-dawn chill, Lafleur paused to light up a catmint stick, taking a long drag before addressing the two Dons. "All right, caters. We got a line on where your princelings got stash caped. Place over on Gatto Street, supposed nipper den run by the Nittons. I figure we booknook the first phase of the rescue op there." Her ears pivoted suddenly at a distant sound like rolling thunder. Squinting against the rising sun's glare, Scratchy and Forgetti made out two blazing spots of light rapidly growing larger down the street. "We got company, Bucks," Lafleur yowled, springing into a battle crouch as the raucous twin roars grew deafeningly loud. "Hit the deck paws!" The next few moments were a confused blur of screeching rubber and twisting metal as a rampant wildcat of a vehicle came careening down the road straight towards them. Scratchy just had time to take in the distinctive, snarling radiator grille and elongated fenders before having to fling himself out of its path with a yowl of terror. When the chaos finally cleared, the remains of LaFour's squad car lay smashed into jagged shrapnel, littering the road. As the Dons and Copper picked themselves up from their unceremonious landing, wheezing through a cloud of acrid smoke, a lone figure sauntered calmly forward to confront them. Though his tread was light, almost aristocratic, his ink-black fur seemed to leech the brightness from the very air around him. Even before his voice rang out in a malicious purr, they knew exactly who had orchestrated this brazen attack.
"Why, good Muning gentletums, I do hope you'll forgive such incautious parking under the circumstances."
Professor Darkpaw twitched his wiry whiskers as a sadistic grin crept across his sleek, ebony features. "After all, I'd simply hate for anyone to miss the opening act."